Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a retro rave fill layer framework in Ableton Live 12 with that chopped vinyl character that really nails jungle and old school DNB vibes. Now, just to be clear right away, this is not about constructing a whole drum break from scratch. We're making a fill system, something repeatable, something you can drop into the last bar before a drop, into a turnaround, or at the end of an 8-bar phrase to create tension, movement, and a little bit of attitude. Think of it like this. Your main groove is already rolling, and this fill is the quick flash of energy that says, here comes the change. That's the vibe. We're going to build a simple four-layer stack. First, a core drum fill. Second, a chopped vinyl layer. Third, a rave stab layer. And fourth, a dirt and blue layer to make everything feel like it came off an old record and got edited with purpose. Let's start with the project setup. Open a new live set and set the tempo around 172 BPM. That sits nicely in the classic jungle and old school DNB zone, usually somewhere between 160 and 175. Keep it in 4/4, then create a few tracks, one for drums, one for vinyl chops, one for rave stabs, one for FX or noise, and if you want, a return track for reverb. A good tip here is to work inside a 4-bar loop first. If you already have a bassline or main drum pattern, keep that playing while you build the fill. That way you're hearing it in context instead of judging it in solo, which is super important. A fill that sounds huge by itself can become way too crowded once the bass comes back in. Now let's build the core drum fill. You can do this with stock Ableton sounds, a drum rack, or simplers loaded with kicks, snares, hats, and percussion. If you've got a drum break already, you can drag it into simpler and slice it to MIDI using transient slicing. That's a great beginner move, because it gives you instant control over individual hits. For a simple 1-bar fill, think in terms of accents. You might place a kick on beat 1, a ghost snare a little before beat 2, a main snare on beat 2, a quick break slice or rim hit near beat 2 and 4, another kick and snare push around beat 3, and then a snare roll or chopped ending at beat 4. For jungle vibes, the key is that the fill should feel like it's pulling into the drop. It should have motion, but it shouldn't sound random. Add a snare flam if you want extra old school flavor. Add a few 16th note hats. Try a kick right before the snare. Even one slice on the offbeat, like the end of 4, can make the whole thing feel more like an edit. And don't forget velocity. If every hit is the same volume, it'll sound flat. Vary the velocities a little. Nudge a few notes slightly off the grid. Not sloppy, just human. That tiny imperfection is part of what sells the chopped vintage feel. Next up is the chopped vinyl layer, which is really where the character starts to show. If you have a short break or drum phrase, load it into simpler and set it to slice mode. Use transient slicing and keep the slices short enough to play like little rhythmic fragments. Then program tiny chops, repeated hits, skipped slices, little bursts of 1/16 notes, and occasional stutters. If you want to do this manually, you can also chop the audio right in arrangement view. Duplicate a 1-bar region, cut it into small pieces, and move those pieces around to shape the fill. That's a really good beginner workflow, because you can literally see the rhythm taking shape. Now we add the vinyl flavor. Start with auto filter and use a low pass setting. Automate the cutoff so it opens during the fill. A little resonance can help it get that sharper, slightly radio-like edge. Then add redux, but keep it subtle. Just a touch of bit reduction and downsampling is usually enough. The goal is texture, not destruction. After that, try saturator with a little drive and soft clip turned on. That helps the chop feel more pressed and aggressive. If you want some noisy high-end grit, erosion can work too, but use it lightly. It's easy to overcook the stuff and lose the groove. A few small tricks make a huge difference here. Pitch a chop down slightly. Reverse 1 or 2 hits. Cut the last hit of the bar short. Add a tiny pause before the fill resolves. These little details create that unstable, edited, vinyl-like energy. It's not just about sound design. It's about the feeling of something being cut and reassembled in motion. Now let's bring in the rave stab layer. This is the part that gives the fill that classic retro rave lift. You can use a short stab, a piano hit, a chord sample, a synth brass style hit, or even a short restyle stab with a quick decay. In Ableton Live 12, you can make this with wavy-table, analog, drift, simpler, or operator. A basic stab patch is simple, bright saw or square-based sound, short amplitude envelope, medium short decay, little or no sustain, and maybe the low-pass filter that opens a bit on the attack. You want it to punch, not float around like a pad. Use stab sparingly. Put them on beat 4 on the end of 4 or layered with a snare. they can act like a call and response with your chop drums. If you use too many, they start stepping on the groove. In DNB, the stab should support the rhythm, not wash over it. For processing, try EQ8 first and cut the low end under about 150 Hz. Then use saturator for some bite. Auto filter can help you automate movement during the fill. And if you want a bit of space, add a short to medium reverb, but keep it tight. You want energy, not blur. Now we glue the whole thing together. Route the fill layers to a group or bus called fill bus. On that bus, use glue compressor for a little bit of compression, just enough to bind the layers together. Then add a gentle saturator, EQ8 to clean up sub and harsh top end. And if you want extra punch, drum bus is really useful here. The big thing is to avoid making it too polished. If it starts sounding too clean or modern, back off a bit. Jungle and old school edits often live in that gritty, mid-focused zone. That's where the character sits. Now let's talk arrangement. A fill works best when it has a clear job. Usually that means the last bar before a drop, the last two bars before a breakdown, or every 8 or 16 bars if you want variation. For example, in a 16-bar section you might have the main groove for the first 12 bars, a slight variation in bars 13 and 14, a build in bar 15, and then the full chopped retro rave fill in bar 16 right into the drop. Don't overuse it. Contrast is everything. If every bar is busy, nothing feels special. Automation is where the whole thing really comes alive. Automate your filter cutoff, reverb send, delay send, saturator drive, stab volume, and even clip gain on the vinyl chops if needed. A really simple recipe is this. Over the last one or two bars before the drop, close the low pass filter, increase stutter density, raise the reverb a little, and then cut the tail right before the drop lands. That gives you that tension and release that DNB loves. Also keep the bass in mind. If your bass line is heavy, trim the low end from the fill and keep the fill mostly in the mids and highs. Short slices are usually better than long samples. Avoid clutter around the sub region, especially between about 40 and 120 Hz. The bass needs room to come back in cleanly. A few common beginner mistakes to watch out for. 1. Too many layers. If the fill sounds messy, remove something. 2. Too much reverb. Big washes can kill the punch. 3. No groove relationship to the main beat. The fill should feel connected to the track. 4. Overprocessing the vinyl chops. Too much redux or distortion can flatten the energy. 5. Not cutting low end. And 6. Filling every gap. Leave space. A couple of strong chop moments often hit harder than a wall of sound. If you want to push this into darker or heavier DNB territory, you can swap in more percussive sounds like rimshots, metal hits, industrial one-shots, sharper break fragments, or darker foley. Make the stabs harsher, maybe with detuned synth layers or minor key chord hits. Use controlled distortion with saturator, drum bus, overdrive, or pedal. Filter a little tighter, keep the fill more mid-range focused, and use tension effects like reversed cymbals, noise bursts, and pitch-down tape-style endings. And remember, sometimes a tiny gap before the drop hits harder than another layer ever could. Here's a quick practice exercise you can try right now. Build a 1-bar retro rave fill at 174 BPM using 1 kick, 2 snares, 4 chopped break slices, 1 rave stab, and 1 reverse hit. Put the kick and snare pattern into a drum rack, add the chopped layer in simpler slice mode, place a stab on the end of 4, then process the whole thing with EQ8, saturator, and glue compressor. Finally, automate the filter so it opens into the drop. Your goal is to make it feel energetic, rough around the edges, clearly old school, but still clean enough to sit in a modern DNB mix. One last mindset shift before we wrap up. Think like an editor, not just a beatmaker. In jungle and DNB, great fills are about momentum, contrast, and character. The chopped final fill should feel like a quick flash of rave history before the drop slams back in. So the key tools to remember are simpler: drum rack, autofilter, saturator, redux, erosion, glue compressor, drum bus, EQ8, and reverb. Keep it dirty, keep it tight, and keep it musical. That's the secret.